This is Isaac Campbell.
Hi, Isaac. I see the bros.
Oh, man, we slumbered.
Hallelujah. Isaac, I have three sets of scriptures for you. I'm not going to read all of them, but I will make reference for the sake of the tape. I want you to do a little study on David's life. David had three particular anointings. His first anointing was launched him into a season of testing and trials. And you're there right now, testing and trials all around. It's common, you know, none of us miss that part. But that's the gritting your teeth and allowing the breaking of a... there's a fist on the inside that God wants to relax. There, that's just between you and the Lord. And it's in this season that that fist is going to start to relax. I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about something in here, in the part of you that's a man. And, you know, God wants to conquer all of us. But there is something in the heart of men that, doesn't yield easily to conquering, to being conquered. But the Lord says, you must allow him to be Lord. You must allow him to call the shots. And it's that first season of testing that's going to bring you to that place where that fist will relax and you'll be able to open to the Lord. Then you'll come into a second season of anointing, and that's a ruling and a reigning in a smaller sphere. David, before he ruled and reigned over all of Israel, he ruled and reigned over Judah. The Lord says he'll bring others alongside you to work with you in this season because God's called you as a leader. And it's been on you from the time you were born. You're not going to be able to avoid that. There are times when you've wanted to run from it because, you know, the life, there's so much to experience, right? But wait until you see what God has. I want to talk to you a little bit about this because you're called to a third anointing. And that's also a ruling anointing. It's over Israel. But first he had to go through betrayal. People within his own camp betrayed him and abandoned him. He had to learn how to walk through that. He had to learn how to yield to the Lord as sovereign. But there is something wonderful waiting with that third anointing. The God who breathed upon the universe and stars were created, multiplied billions of stars, more than we can count. Our Milky Way is just a tiny galaxy compared to some of the other galaxies that have been discovered. And the Lord says, you are going to have eyes to see some of the wonders in the kingdom. And that's going to make it worth it all. Hold on through those testing. Hold on through the pressure. Hold on when this gets, when there's something in you that just wants to run. Hold steady because there's a third anointing coming. And there will be a kingship anointing that will come upon you in that hour. And in that hour, that which you've longed for, that the power of the word, the stories you've heard of miracles and the strength of a warrior and the kingly anointing. The Lord says he has that for you. Hold steady until you apprehend that for which you have been apprehended by the Lord. Sorry, I wanted to give you the reference for that first anointing, 1 Samuel 16:13. Second anointing is 2 Samuel 2:1-4. That's the anointing for war, by the way. And the third anointing was 2 Samuel 5:3. And that's that reigning anointing when you finally overcome some of the things that you struggle with right now.
You know, David, what the word of God said is he's caused us to be kings and priests. And David was definitely a king. when he went through his trials and his situations, when he came out and went into his kingship, he had the ability to gain massive wealth. And the wealth that he gained, he built the temple. It wasn't him that actually built the temple, because he wasn't called to work in the temple. He was called to be a king, to release wealth and finances into the temple for the kingdom of God to be built up. And I just release those finances right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just proclaim that these hands are specially anointed to create wealth. I just proclaim wealth right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, that you're releasing it now right into the spiritual atmosphere, into these hands. And the other thing that I saw when you first walk up is I saw you, it's like you were on this dirt bike, this motorcycle, and you jumped on it, and you just, and I, it's like I saw you just look, and you smiled really big, and you just took off, and took off in that speed, and you just rode it around. God is going to take you some places really fast. He's going to cause you to experience some things, and those things that he causes you to experience is going to bring great joy to you, joy that you have not experienced this far. Even in times of childhood, you've experienced some joyful things, but God is releasing to you some joy that you have not experienced, and that joy is going to cause you to be strengthened and give you strength, because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
I just keep seeing like a mare, like a horse, and you're trying to train that horse, and you're working with it, and you're working with it, and you're working with it. And it's like, that's what I'm seeing, that you would get people around you, or certain ones that are going to be attracted to you. It'll be like they're hard to work with, but the Lord is going to show you how to work with even the hardest ones. The hardest ones who just seem really tough on the exterior, and they're just challenging you and challenging you and challenging you. Just like the Lord has worked with you, and how he would cause you to even be trained by your circumstances, or like you were working with a horse. He is going to show you how to work with those that are really tough on the exterior, that would just try to challenge you and just keep coming up and button you and kicking up. The Lord is really going to give you the patience and the words on how to reach them for Christ. And not just reach them for Christ, but even to befriend them. Because a lot of the world is looking at Christians like, are they for real? You know? But you're entreatable. You're gonna be able to reach those ones. Like, I see you even going one day into prison ministries. You know, different ones like that. The Lord will open up the doors. But those that are tough, that are hard on the exterior, is because they've been through some stuff. And they would challenge people to love them. And God would give you the love and the patience and the words on how to, like, corral them and how to befriend them and reach them for the Lord. Amen.